Hi everybody, welcome to StoryZest. I'm your host Ladylon, and for new listeners among us, this is a podcast in which I recite whimsical poems and short stories to brighten up your day, or evening. I keep the episodes short and sweet, cause ain't nobody got time for a long read, no pun intended. So, if you're a lover of charm and slay, stay tuned, because with no further ado, here's a new story bite for you. Okay, let me tell you about a girl named Isabel. She's very brave and a little awkward, but you know, it's really fun to hear out her story. Isabel met an enormous bear. Isabel didn't care. The bear was hungry, the bear was ravenous, the bear's big mouth was cruel and cavernous. The bear said, "Isabel, glad to meet you. How do Isabel know I'll eat you?" Isabel didn't worry. Isabel didn't scream or scurry. She washed her hands and she straightened her hair up. Then Isabel quietly all ate the bear up. Huh? Once in a night as black as pitch, Isabel met a wicked old witch. The witch's face was cross and wrinkled. The witch's gums with teeth were sprinkled. "Ho, ho," Isabel the old witch crowed. "I'll turn you into an ugly tout." Isabel didn't worry. Isabel didn't scream or scurry. She showed up no rage and she showed no rancor, but she turned the witch into milk and drank her. Isabel met a hideous giant. Isabel continued self-reliant. The giant was hairy. The giant was horrid. He had one eye in the middle of his forehead. Ew. "Good morning, Isabel," the giant said. "I'll grind your bones to make my bread." Isabel didn't worry. Isabel didn't scream or scurry. She nibbled the sweetback that she always led off. And when it was gone, she cut the giant's head off. Isabel met a troublesome doctor. He punched and he poked her till he really shocked her. The doctor's talk was of coughs and chills, and the doctor's satchel bulged with pills. The doctor said unto Isabel, "Swallow this, it will make you well." Isabel didn't worry. Isabel didn't scream or scurry. She took those pills from the pill concoctor, and Isabel calmly cured the doctor. Thank you for taking the time to listen to StoryZest. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Like, support and subscribe. It's for free, and with your support, this podcast grows with glee. If you pin back your ears before bed with delight, good night, don't let the spiders bite. If you listen during the day, a small StoryZest is always a sunny way. Questions or requests? Leave a voice memo, send a DM on the gram to StoryZest, or a mail to storyzestladydawn@gmail.com. Till next week, everybody. So long. Farewell, auf Wiedersehen!